Hello, I'm Beth and I'm the head of news at Manx Radio, and very often we have really interesting in-depth interviews that sometimes you don't get to hear all on air. So this is where the newscast comes in. You can hear it in full, make up your own mind about certain issues. And this one is all about education. We've heard that one of the teaching unions represented on the Isle of Man has announced its intention to take strike action over the next 4 months. So what is Education Minister Julie Edge's response to this? Well, here she is now. I began by asking her, how did she let it get to this point?
Clearly, this one union has been in dispute for a number of years. It has gone on for certainly over 3 years that I'm aware of. So we've been in negotiations. It's collective bargaining around pay. We don't just negotiate with one union, we negotiate with all of our unions. A final offer went out at the end of September to all unions, and Nash were the first union to come back to us to say they're not accepting the pay, and we heard that in the media, and we didn't get that direct from them. And they have said they are going to escalate to strike action, first day being the 30th of November.
And if they haven't come directly to the department, what does that mean about what the department can do in reaction to this so far?
So obviously we received notification from the union of them moving to strike action. The union has had a number of concerns with the department that they wished to be addressed, one of them being pay. There was others about recruitment and retention. I believe the final offer that we sent to all unions at the end of September addressed all of those concerns and the actions that we would be taking. And I do believe that the pay award of between 8 and 11.9% was a fair offer that is on top of the increase received last year when teachers in England didn't receive any pay award. So I do think it's fair. I think it's a sustainable offer that is affordable, and is it addressing the concerns of the union? It is, and I do feel that relationships were certainly improved over and above a couple of years ago. So we have got new CEO in place, and we negotiate with all our unions, and we have been continuously doing that.
There are five unions represented on the Isle of Man. Have you heard from any of the others about their reaction to the offer?
We've heard from one today, and that's positive. They've accepted the offer. So we just await the others now. Obviously, they go out to their members, and they will give us that response as soon as they've been out to their members and they have that result in.
There must be people, though, listening to this, Minister, who think actually teachers have not been rewarded fairly for what they do. And I just want to ask you, you have a teaching background. If you were still there now, which side of the fence would you be on?
So, as you say, I worked at Bellarcomune as the bursar. I managed all the money, interestingly. And over time, there was action like this over 25 years ago that was going to come to the fore. It was avoided. And am I seeing a fair reward being put forward this time to support the challenges our teachers are facing and the perceived erosion of pay? The union certainly is saying that's 30%. It depends what percentage and how they're calculating that. Do I think we have given a fair offer? Have we addressed the recruitment issue, which was requested by the unions, that teachers' pay bands were reduced, and that was from 9 down to 6. We've done that. Starting salary of a teacher will be going from 25,000 up to 36,000. I think we've addressed most of the challenges that the unions put in front of us. So, as I say, we await the outcome of the other unions. And, my key is to make sure that our teachers are rewarded fairly. I do know how hard they work, and I do know the work they do outside of the normal school day, and sometimes that's not well known. But do I think we've given them a fair offer? I do, and I think it's an affordable one. We're now in the London fringe, and we're also given a 4% out of man allowance if it was accepted.
Now, you're saying that 11% offer for new starters, I mean, that does sound like an incentive, but Minister, it's not them that are the unhappy ones, is it? It's the ones between being new and being senior management. So I suppose it could be perceived that this is a little bit of a smoke and mirrors. What is the incentive to stay in this profession if you are not seeing adequate financial reward?
So obviously the senior posts have had an offer of an 8% pay award. This is the offer that's gone out. And obviously we've also increased the management allowances, which most senior staff in schools do get a management allowance on top of the basic upper three pay spine. With regards to them seeing that as not acceptable, I think it's been addressed. With regards to retention, there were some other areas that could be looked at. Are we going to continuously look? We need our teachers. We need our children, and they are the future of the Isle of Man. And you know, the economic strategy does talk about an excellent education system, and it's not about rewarding teachers financially. It's making sure we've got the best teachers in front of our children, and by addressing the pay erosion. However, we are linked to the UK pay scales, and we've aligned with that. But the 4% Isle of Man weighting, I think, is where the difference is shown, and that's where this, you know, we are committing to teachers on the Isle of Man with that weighting.
What assurances, though, can you give parents and students on the Isle of Man today about this six-day planned action that's going to start at the end of November?
So clearly we've only just received notification of that, and it's down to our head teachers now to plan for that. We don't know what that action will be. You know, on the 30th of November, that could be one teacher is is taken the action, or it could be 100 teachers. It depends on the resources in each individual school. So it's now down for us to plan that with our head teachers and make sure we've got contingency in place, and to make sure it's well communicated so everybody's aware of what actions we'll take depending on scenarios.
There will be the hope on the behalf of this union that before then a 30% increase might be implemented. What are the chances of that?
Certainly, I think a 30% increase isn't realistic under the challenging times that we have at the present. And you know, we've over the 2 years, it's been a 12% pay increase, and that's affordable and sustainable to the island. Are we still around the negotiating table? Yes, we are. You know, MERS is involved, and we'll continue to negotiate. But as you say, Beth, this has been a long, ongoing dispute with this union, and it's one union out of the five, and we will see what the others come back with on the pay.
What do you think it says about the department's ability to negotiate?
So certainly there's always challenges around negotiation. I think when we implemented the pay last year, we got a majority. So certainly the negotiation is happening favourably with some of the unions. But this one union, which has been in dispute for a very long time, you know, I don't even know when the last time they did accept a pay offer. It would be nice to think that we could move forward, and they see the recognition that the Isle of Man government has put into in rewarding our teachers with these pay increases that the UK didn't do last year, and we're continuing to do this year and enhance over and above what the UK are offering.
How would you react to claims that perhaps the department just didn't take this threat seriously enough?
So obviously we were always aware that it could happen. None of us know will it happen. Obviously we've got to plan for that inevitability that it will happen on those days, and that's our key challenge now, is to look at the way our contingency plans for whether that strike action does take place.
What happens now then?
So obviously the officers of the department will be discussing with the head teachers and working up contingency plans for if, you know, hopefully it won't come to school closures. However, the head teachers are best placed to plan their contingency around what they can deliver in their schools on a daily basis.